Now, I, for one, am vastly reassured that there is an organisation known as the ARC Dairy Innovation Hub that has a functionalised milk stream team. Yep, it's at the University of Melbourne. Why do we mention that? Because, well, cheese. Cheese is our topic in point. Now, it's the tragic condition of modern man that creamy, stinky, delicious cheese is all things wonderful, but sadly almost one-third fat. And that is its downfall, or perhaps ours. But at aforementioned AIC Dairy Innovation Hub, something is being done about that. Dr. Gregory Martin will explain. He is Senior Lecturer in the Department of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering at the University of Melbourne. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Fat and cheese, they go hand in hand.
They do, yes. They contribute to the flavour and also to the texture. So, yeah, if you try to remove it and make a low-fat or a reduced fat cheese. I don't know whether you've tried any of these, but they just don't taste or feel as good.
So why would you want to do that if it's the fat that's the good thing in the cheese?
So the fat's a good thing from a taste perspective, but it's not such a good thing from a calorie perspective. So if we can reduce the amount of fat in the cheese without changing the structure or the texture or the flavours of the cheese, then we can have a healthier product that also tastes great.
This is your quest.
That is the quest. And then the other side of it is from the producer's standpoint, they get to make their raw ingredients go further and they make more product.
Okay, so how are we going to go about this? I mean, the reduced fat cheeses, as you've said, are an abomination under the eyes of the Lord, and we shall speak of them no further. But you have a better technique.
Yeah, so probably should talk a little bit about the structure of cheese and how fat contributes to the texture and the flavour. Mm-hmm. So basically you can imagine cheese being little droplets of fat that are surrounded by this sort of firm matrix of protein. And when people traditionally remove fat from cheeses, they just put fewer of these droplets in. So there's more of this strong protein gel and the cheese becomes more rubbery and it just doesn't have that same texture or flavour.
Okay.
So what we're trying to do is rather than putting in fewer droplets of fat, put the same number of droplets of fat, but have little droplets of water inside those droplets of fat so that structure is exactly the same and it tricks the mouth and the palate into thinking that it's a full-fat cheese.
It's fiendishly clever.
Yeah.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you co-locate the water with the fat?
Good question. So we're using a technology called double emulsions. What's a double emulsion? It's an emulsion within an emulsion. So what is an emulsion? So oil and water, as you know, don't like to mix.
Yep.
So in order to get them to mix, you have to put a lot of energy into the system and create these little droplets of either water and oil or oil and water. So what we have to first do is create some little water droplets inside some fat.
Mm.
And then we take that, what we call an emulsion, and emulsify that. And then we get droplets of fat with little droplets of water in them.
Sounds very technical.
It is a bit. And we're using a technology called ultrasound, which is able to provide that energy and the forces needed to rip that water into oil and oil into water.
So cheese is a marvelously varied thing and produced in all sorts of circumstances and often in a very low-key artisanal way.
Mm.
Is this sort of technology applicable to all varieties of cheese?
No, it wouldn't be. It's more for the larger scale producers.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're probably aware, Australia has a very large dairy industry. We're working with a number of companies that produce about 70% of Australia's
milk. They can pull the fat out of their tasty.
Yeah. So the large scale products that get exported, and they're the ones where you can save some money and make some better products.
And that must be, I mean, in terms of the consumption of cheese, you would think nationally that the bulk of it sits in that
exactly.
the stuff you find on the shelves in the supermarket.
Yep.
And this is where, in a process like yours, which must be highly industrialised, that's where this will have a role.
Yeah, in the large-scale production. But we're looking at moving beyond just cheeses and to things like cream cheeses, mozzarella, pizza topping type applications, or even flavoured dairy drinks. We can apply
just
the same
milk
technology.
Itself, I guess.
Yeah, possibly even just milk.
So, okay, so the thing is to trick the mouth, to trick the senses into feeling the fullness
of the fat,
of the fatty drink or the fatty cheese or the fatty pizza topping.
Yep.
And yet the subterfuge, the cunning plan.
Hidden some little water inside the fat. Yeah.
And the taste is, you can probably report.
No, I can't, unfortunately. Oh. So this is a research project, and we've been working on the sort of foundational technology in the lab.
Okay.
And
then we've been building up. You know you can do this.
We can. And we've made cheeses in the lab, and they look good, they smell good, they, you know, you poke and prod them, and they've got the right texture, but we haven't done it in a food-grade facility.
So when could we expect to see that, do you think?
We're hoping next year to start doing some trials, possibly with cream cheese rather than a cheddar product, and then do that in conjunction with industry.
What would you call it, I wonder? Low-fat, high-water cheese. No, that won't sell.
No, we need to come up with a catchy...
This is an entirely different prospect. Yeah. You need to work on that.
Yes.
Greg, thank you. That's a very interesting thing. Much appreciated. Gregory Martin, he's a senior lecturer in the Department of Chemical and Biomolecular Engineering at the University of Melbourne. There they are working on how to substitute some of the fat in your cheese with water. It'll be good for you and it'll taste just fine. And that's it for us. That's all for Blueprint for Living. We are done our dash, cheese in hand. We are off into the great blue yonder. I'm Jonathan Green. I will see you same time, same place, wherever that might be, next time. Bye.